In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Amazon.com's marketplace concept spreads to other retailers.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Crate & Barrel is taking a page from Amazon and partnering with outside sellers to boost the number of items shoppers can find on its website. Joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. She's in our San Francisco newsroom. Laura, Crate & Barrel is not alone here. Others like Walmart and Macy's do this too. Can you tell us why?
So in this day of online shopping, the more selection you can have on your site, the better usually, because a lot of customers are so loyal to the retailers that they like. So if you have it available, you might be able to snag that shopper from going to Amazon. And so that's what a lot of these retailers are banking on. So they're looking at something called drop shipping, which basically you have, you know, a third-party seller, a vendor, a manufacturer, a distributor, somebody that you trust who can take your orders and actually ship them direct from their warehouse. So you never actually have to hold the inventory. You never have to pay for it. You can offer it online. Your customers will never know the difference, depending on how you actually set it up. So it allows them to offer extra merchandise at very little cost.
What are some of the challenges of this marketplace concept?
Well, you know, you're opening yourself up to outside parties. So, you know, Amazon's actually struggled quite a bit recently with counterfeiters putting stuff on its website for sale. They've actually just sued a couple of their sellers for that practice, for allegedly posting counterfeit items on their website. So, you know, you open yourself up to potentially accidentally selling fakes. You also might have a bad customer experience happen if, you know, if you handle your merchandise a certain way and maybe your outside vendor does not. That could be a problem. But, you know, if you are able to pick somebody that you trust and have a good experience, then you know, it should really not matter to the consumer where it's coming from.
Actually, I've had that problem personally with receiving quite expensive counterfeit merchandise from Amazon. What are they doing about this problem?
Amazon is launching several efforts. So first of all, like I said, they are actually suing some sellers who are selling counterfeit merchandise on their platform. They have launched a new program, which they're calling brand gating. So basically what they're doing is they're allowing brands to, you know, they're working with those brands to make sure that only authorized sellers are reselling their merchandise on their site. And basically, as a seller, you'd have to provide invoices showing that you legitimately bought those items from the manufacturer or an authorized seller, and that you actually have to pay a pretty hefty fee, up to $1,500 in some situations.
Do retailers have a way of differentiating themselves within this concept?
You know, one of the big ways that retailers can use this is to maybe either expand their assortment or offer maybe some higher-end items or something that they wouldn't necessarily want to pay to experiment with in their inventory. So, for example, Crate & Barrel, which has just kind of launched this marketplace platform on its website, where, you know, as a shopper, you don't know where you're actually buying it from, but they have some very trusted vendors with whom they're working to get that merchandise to you as a customer. They've experimented with, you know, a ton more different colors and kitchen mixers. They've added some very high-end coffee machines, you know, over $1,000, that maybe, you know, they didn't know for sure if their customers would end up buying it, but that's actually, those high-end items have been some of the most popular that they've experimented with so far during a test run of this concept.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens in San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.